At 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Each week at this time, we check in with the Cape Cod Times to find out what's happening on the arts and culture scene to help you make your weekend plans. With us is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Beatlemania is coming to Barnstable High School, and this is the real deal, that is to say, the authentic Beatlemania, which, of course, is a recreation of the authentic Beatles. Did I get that right?
I think so. Barnstable High School had a Beatles show similar to this last year, and it was really successful. They raised more than $8,000. So this year, it's the Beatlemania stage show, and it's Friday night at the high school, and these tribute musicians are going to be playing a lot of the Beatles' biggest hits, but they're also doing it in a format that kind of tells the story of the Beatles. They're starting from their debut on Ed Sullivan and going through to when they kind of went their separate ways. They're bringing in some original costumes and some vintage instruments, and they're also allowing the Barnstable band members to play on stage with them for some of the shows, so they get education musically and in music history.
Sunday is Epiphany, and there are a couple of events going on to mark it.
Yes, the Ecumenical Choir of the Pilgrim Congregational Church is having a concert called the Epiphany Concert at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the church. The idea of the concert, they say, is to illuminate the darkness of winter with music that celebrates the child of light. That concert's going to include several soloists and a performance by the Pilgrim Church Bell Choir. Then down at Falmouth, the Calliope Group and West Falmouth Library is holding an Epiphany Party that's focused on poetry, and that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday at the library. They're asking people to bring their own poetry or somebody else's, organized by tone, word choice, and season. And then they're going to set it up in kind of a cycle that somebody reads a poem, and then somebody can go after that, reading a poem that's connected to the first one. And the event's going to benefit both the Massachusetts Poetry Festival and the West Falmouth Library's educational and outreach programs.
And, Kathy, two of the Cape's nonprofit arts organizations are collaborating again on an exhibit geared for kids.
It's called Making Waves this year. This is the seventh year that they've done that, and it opens on Monday, and it runs through nearly the end of February. The idea of making waves is supposed to be interpreted any way an artist considers that. They had 275 artists apply to be part of the show, but they chose 60 of them, and the artwork's getting set up in a way that's really accessible to kids, including hanging all the paintings at an eye level so kids can really get a good view of them. They've got special tours and activities for school groups, and they've had so much interest in this show in past years that they're extending the hours at the Kituat Center so people can go in and see it, and obviously school groups. And what the organizers say they especially enjoy about these winter exhibits is that kids who come in with school groups often come back with their families, and then they conduct the tours. So that's a win-win situation for everybody.
I know my daughter's first grade class went to last year's exhibit in the series, and she really loved it.
So, oh, that's great. Did she take you in for a tour?
We didn't get out there. Maybe this year.
Maybe this year.
To find out more about these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find a link along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.